It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Michael Schwartz of Florence, Oregon. I said, take the name of a watercraft that contains an odd number of letters, remove the middle letter, and rearrange what remains to name a body of water. What words are these? And the watercraft is a gondola. Remove the D, and you can rearrange what remains to make lagoon.
That's a good one. There were nearly 800 correct entries, and this week's winner is Ann Kreitzer of Coral Springs, Florida. Congratulations, Ann.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, Ann, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Since the postcard days.
Okay, wow. And have you ever won before?
No, it's the first time.
Okay. Well, we're so glad that you persevered, you stuck with it, and now it's all paying off. So, Anne, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Anne, I'm going to give you some four-letter words. In each case, the first two letters are the first two letters of a well-known U.S. city. And the last two letters are that city's state postal abbreviation. For example, if I said Saga, S-A-G-A, you would say Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
So here we go. Number one is Gain, G-A-I-N.
Okay, so it's Indiana.
Yes.
And it's...
What's the major city in Indiana starting G-A?
That's a good question.
Oh. It's in it. Is that where the Jacksons are from?
Very good, yeah. It's near Chicago.
Do you know where they're from? It's like...
It's famous for its steelworks.
Yeah, and it's like a person's name.
Four letters.
It rhymes with very.
Gary. Oh, Gary, Indiana.
Gary, yes.
Gary, Indiana.
Like,
there you go.
Like
you're
man.
Off and running. Here's number two. Deco, D-E-C-O.
Okay, so it's Colorado.
Yes.
And it's Denver.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, good.
Line, L-I-N-E.
Okay, Nebraska. Lincoln.
Lincoln, good job. Jams, J-A-M-S.
Okay, so Mississippi. Jackson.
Nice. Liar, L-I-A-R.
Okay, so that's Arizona.
Nope, that's A-Z. What's
A-R?
A-R.
Okay, Arkansas.
Yes.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Arkansas
okay.
is right.
Okay.
Oh, it's not a big...
Oh, Little Rock. Little Rock.
Yeah.
Little Rock. There you go.
Yeah, Little Rock.
That's a good hint, Aisha. Try yeah. this one. Bind. B-I-N-D.
Okay. So that's North Dakota. So, okay.
Yes.
Well, it's not Fargo. Oh, Bismarck.
Bismarck. Nice. Poor. P-O-O-R.
Okay. So Oregon.
Yeah.
So...
What's the largest city in Oregon?
Okay.
And it kind of sounds like poor. It starts with poor.
Okay.
Yes.
Portland,
yeah.
Oregon, that's right. And your next one is Pome, P-O-M-E.
Okay, so that's not Minnesota. Maine?
Maine is right.
Okay, Portland, Maine?
Portland, Maine. Pony, P-O-N-Y.
New York, so.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, it's not obviously not Albany.
It's a city with a long name that's famously hard to say.
Yeah.
Oh, well, not Poughkeepsie, is it?
Poughkeepsie, New York, very good.
It is? Oh, okay.
And here's your last one, LOCA, L-O-C-A.
L-O-C-A. So California.
Yes.
So Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
You did a great job.
Thank you, Aisha. Thank you for all your help.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel great that it's over.
That was a pretty fun one. Like, yes, I didn't know you could have Portland twice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was allowed, Will.
I put them back to back, yeah.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Anne, what member station do you listen to?
WLRN, and we are sustaining members.
Love to hear that. That's Anne Kreitzer of Coral Springs, Florida. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you so much. Enjoyed it.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Rawson Scheinberg of Northville, Michigan. Name a U.S. state capital. then name a world capital. Say these names one after the other, and phonetically you'll get an expensive dinner entree. What is it? So again, a U.S. state capital followed by a world capital. Say the names one after the other, and phonetically you'll get an expensive dinner entree. What entree is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.